Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
1450 WOL, Washington, D.C. WDCJ, Washington 95.9. WMMJ HD2. WKYS HD2. And worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The following program is paid for by Barbara Arnwine.
The topics, views, and opinions expressed on the air and via All Igniting Change with Barbara Arnwine, platforms by host Barbara Arnwine Esquire, guests, and supporters are their own and are independent of any organization, entity. Nothing said on the show or any of its platforms constitutes a client-attorney relationship or serves as legal advice, counsel. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Igniting Change, its platforms, or the show's host. It's time now for Igniting Change, a weekly provocative and empowering program where you, the listener, can ignite change. Now here's your host, Barbara Arnwine.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Igniting Change. Oh, we have a show for you today because we are in the final stretch, everyone. Yes, we're 1 week away from Election Day, November 5th. Are you ready? Do you have your voting plan? Are you ready to do this thing? Are you ready to make sure that you are out there voting? Ah, but you know that I can't start this show without bringing up my mighty co-host. You know him. He isn't playing. He's been out there with us all over this country during the leadership that TJC loves to do. I want to bring up the chair of the board, one of the most innovative, most powerful, most knowledgeable, most, passionate and creative lawyers in this country. I'm talking about none other than Darryl D. Jones. Hey, Darryl.
Hey, Barbara, it must be Tuesday, it must be noon, Eastern Standard Time, because we're talking about igniting change. My goodness, Barbara, you know, they are igniting change in different parts of this country as early voting has started. You know, we've been in Georgia where the turnout is just so incredibly robust. Woo-hoo! Incredibly robust. 40% turnout already. It's just incredible what's going on in Georgia. We've been in Jacksonville, Florida, Barbara, dealing with issues that are down there as well. But now, where are we? We're in this, the city of brotherly love, ready to turn out the vote here as well. I'm so excited, Barbara, and there's so much going on that we'll be able to discuss with a couple of special guests that we have here today.
All right, now. And I'm so happy that we have these a special guest, because we are broadcasting live from Philadelphia. We want people to know that TJC this year, 2024, we have been helping and working with voters in Alabama, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Ohio, Michigan, Nevada, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, I mentioned before, Maryland, D.C., and Texas. We've been in all those states talking about the right to vote and helping people to vote. So it is our pleasure, our honor, our joy to be able to talk from Philadelphia. I have with me, as we wait for Senator Hughes to join us momentarily, I have with me, Darryl, the wonderful Robin Shine Maddox. And by the way, everybody, you know, TJC comes strong in this final stretch. So Karen McCrae, the head of the Concerned Black Men of America, is also with us. Hey, Karen.
Hey, Barbara. Hey, Darryl. How are you doing?
You got it. You got it. And Karen, we got the wonderful Robin Maddox here. Robin.
Hey, Robin.
Yes, I have Robin. Robin's here. Robin is here with me in Philadelphia at the office, and she is the CEO. She is the visionary. Let's start with that. The founder and CEO of Celebrating Sisterhood and the Mighty She Shines Conference. I just love me some Robin. Robin, what's going on? You're working with the church community on the vote. Tell people, what kinds of things you're seeing, what kinds of inspirations being given to voters. What is the church community doing here in Philadelphia to make the vote happen?
Hey, Barbara, first of all, thanks for having me to come on your show. I want to say hello to my sister friend, Karen McCray. Hey, Daryl, how are you? Listen, let me tell you, here in the Philadelphia area, the churches are fired up.
Right.
You would think it was a Holy Ghost revival here in Philadelphia. The churches, the pastors, the clergy, the members are fired up. And let me tell you, they have been so gracious, many of them, to open up their doors so we could share information about registering to vote, even though that's now over, but also to inform the congregants the importance of voting and the state of our democracy. And one of the things that I had the privilege of sharing at the various churches that I have attended, I said, listen, because sometimes you got to speak their language.
Yes.
So I said, let me tell you something. I said, in the word of God, God established three institutions, three. One is the family, the second is government, and the third is the church. Now, come on here. So you have the family, but you have the government in the middle, and then you have the church on the outer end, a bookend, right? And so we have a mandate, not just by government and our family members and our and community leaders, but by the church, for us to do our civic duty to get out to vote. So I'm so excited about that. The churches are fired up. Let me tell you, it's like a Holy Ghost prayer meeting. So thank you so much. But I just want people to be encouraged. Our churches are doing this.
Robin, that was powerful. Before Robin departs, because the senator's here. Hey, you know it's about to get on. There's nobody like a senator. Vincent Hughes of good old Pennsylvania. So we're about to get this on. So before we do that, Daryl, did you have a question for Robin?
Oh, yeah, Robin. And, you know, we've heard of some issues that have cropped up in a couple of states, that some voter difficulties that are occurring. Have you heard of any difficulties with voters being able to cast their votes in Philadelphia?
Well, I will say this, Daryl, like in any city, any state, you know, there are some challenges. But I have to say, we have a leaders here in the city of Philadelphia that's right on it. They jump right on it. The information for our citizens here in the city of Philadelphia, they know where to go, who to call. And I will say thank you to our great commissioner, the chair, Omar Sabir, and his staff and the other elected officials and community organizers. They respond immediately. It's like 911, and they come running. That's what they do.
Absolutely. And Karen, did you have any comments before? Because Robin's going to run. She's getting ready to run out of here.
No. I have nothing to add. I would just say that the numbers are showing that everywhere TJC has been, Barbara, there has been an increase in early voter turnout. So needless to say, you all are continuing to do the work. It's needed, it's necessary, and it's getting done.
Amen. All right, well, let me now turn to the guest of the hour. Oh, we are so blessed to have with us the remarkable, amazing game changer. Oh, my goodness. I can't even begin to talk about what he's done, Daryl and Karen. I can't talk about what he's done here in Philadelphia, what he's done for this whole state of Pennsylvania. Think about the year-long struggle he has waged for educational equity in Philadelphia. Think about the help and the support he's given to the HBCUs here in Pennsylvania. Think about the leadership that he has brought to making sure that the economic power of the state is behind those of color. Come on now. We got a lot to talk about. I am so glad that I am here with one of the visionaries, one of the most exceptional leaders. He is my brother. He is my friend. I am just blessed that we have been joined by one Senator Vince in Hughes of Pennsylvania. Hi, Vince, Senator Hughes.
How you doing? Say, you know, while you think about all of that, think about this red eye I just got off of.
From your home town, Los Angeles, California.
Yeah,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So we got a mission for you. I just got this call.
Yes.
One of our senior complexes.
Yes.
Is on election day. I don't know if you're going to be around on election day.
Yep.
All right. Looking, and this is why we do the work we do. Mm-hmm. A number of wheelchair-bound individuals looking for transportation to the polling place, which fortunately is right down the street at Sharon Baptist Church.
Okay.
But here's why we do the work we have to do. That senior, that apartment building was privately owned. It's a network of privately owned apartment buildings all around the country by one owner who stripped all the money out of the building. Took all the rents, took all the cash, didn't make any investments. Familiar? Slum landlord, okay? And so this is why we voting matters. The folks were being overrun by squatters, some of them dealing drugs. 18-story, about 400 units, okay? Veterans, black and brown folk, good people, but they're defenseless. All right.
Okay.
And the courts were taking too long to solve the problem.
Yes.
As an attorney, you know how that goes.
Yes.
So the black mayor, Sherelle Parker, worked with the black councilman, Curtis Jones, the black senator, Vincent Hughes, went over to the head of the Philadelphia Housing Authority.
Yes.
Okay. Run by Kelvin Jeremiah, brother Kelvin. They did a deal and bought the facility.
All right.
Now making the improvements
and
providing safety and security for those mostly seniors over there. I mean, they weren't making any investments in the upgraded apartments. But voting matters.
Yes.
And this is how it plays itself out.
Yes.
A caring mayor, a caring council person, a caring senator, a caring state rep, all came together with the authority, the housing authority, and you know how important those are, all right, to intercede when the courts and the private sector would not step up.
Wow. Daryl, what you just heard is Senator showing why it matters who you vote for and that it matters that you vote the full ballot. Right, Daryl? You have a question here that you want to follow up with Senator Hughes on after hearing that amazing presentation?
Well, you know, Senator, number one, thank you for all that you've done for those seniors and what you're doing for all the citizens of Pennsylvania. And, you know, and I can tell you, I would be sitting in your office today with y'all, but, you know, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan, and we play y'all a little later on, so I don't want to get any issues.
My man Action Jackson and the quarterback.
Yeah.
Action Jackson, I got you.
But no, we truly appreciate, you know, all that you're doing in protecting the vote in Philadelphia and across Pennsylvania. And, you know, again, I think that as Barbara has indicated, you know, it shows the importance of people not just registering but voting and understanding what the different leadership can do, what different leadership can make. And your leadership is just been phenomenal. So, you know, I just wanted to thank you for all that you've done and that you'll continue to do. And if people, Senator, are trying to figure out now, can they still vote in Pennsylvania? Is there a site or something they can go to find out what they need to do and to know their down ballot folks that they should be supporting?
Well, you know, here's the interesting thing, and I gotta back up the story here. With another story, while communities across the country are making it harder for folks to vote, fortunately, we here in Philadelphia and in Pennsylvania are making it easier for folks to vote. One of our children, Barbara Armwine, our commissioner, Omar Sabir, has worked with the city.
He's amazing.
He is. He really is. Has worked with the city, and now we have 10 satellite election offices in Philadelphia where you can go and apply for your vote by mail ballot, get it on the spot, fill it out on the spot, and turn it right in. Now, I took my mother.